I call this meeting of May 7th, 2015 to order. May I get a motion to approve the minutes presented for March 5th, 2015?
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? One of the differences between the agenda and our business will be that we will consider the reports from the Human Resource Director before our training from Jennifer. So communications for information?
None this evening.
Considerations of matters for, set for public hearing? You're going to say none again.
None.
And Civil Service Coordinator report, none again. So moving on to Human Service Director report and request, St. Germain, if you would, please.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have a couple items for you for this evening. One is just a report, no action required, and this is to report that I did approve a list extension for 1 year for the railway switch operator classification. This is a classification that was, that had 15 anticipated vacancies, and they interviewed 17 candidates and made 6 job offers. Tacoma Rail anticipates 4 to 8 additional hires in the immediate future. So I did approve this 1 year extension. There were originally 86 people on the list, 9 Tacoma residents, and 12 people were hired from the list, 3 Tacoma residents, and there currently are 74 people on the list with 6 City of Tacoma residents.
Thank you.
And then I have 5 requests for Civil Service Board action and decision. The first one is a request for a non-competitive appointment for the systems power dispatcher. So to present this information for you is Mary McDougall.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. With me this evening is Cheryl Brown. She's the Training and Development Supervisor in the Tacoma Power Transmission and Distribution Section. The Joint Apprenticeship and Training Committee recently approved the completion of Kevin Madden from the Systems Power Dispatcher Candidate Training Program. He has met all the requirements of the program and passed the NERC exam. We would like to proceed with a non-competitive appointment for him to place him in the position of Systems Power Dispatcher effective March 18th, 2015. And Cheryl Brown has some additional information about Mr. Madden.
Good evening, Chair Summers and board members. Unfortunately, Kevin couldn't be here this evening, so I just wanted to add some of, he has a unique background. He came from, to us from the United States Navy. He completed the naval nuclear program there, as well as he completed over 4,032 hours in our program, and he finished with a 93% grade average and an overall final exam average of 90%.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I move that we grant the city's request for a non-competitive appointment to Systems Power Dispatcher Kevin Madden.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further questions or discussion from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? Next item. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Excellent report.
So Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board, the next 3 items are also requests for Civil Service Board decision, and they are requests for a non-competitive appointment. And so these will be presented to you individually by Teresa Dent, Human Resources Analyst.
It's actually 4 items, that one by
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. As you probably know, my name is Teresa Dent from the Human Resources Office. With me this evening is Craig Francis, the Assistant Division Manager of Environmental Services. We are here this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination under Tacoma Municipal Code 124570 for several positions with Mr. Francis's division. As noted in the documents you have been provided, we are asking for a total of 6 waivers of competitive examination. Carrie Harper, who is in the classification of Chief of Party, Steve Greenwald, who is in the classification of Survey Technician 3, Steve Hayden in the classification of Survey Technician 3.
Steve Hayden, not Scott Hayden.
I have Steve here, I'm sorry. Information that was given to me. I apologize for that. John Green, Steve Taylor Jr., and Matt Mansfield, all in the classification of Construction Inspector.
Why do we have Scott Hayden down twice?
Twice.
There's actually a typo. Yeah, there's a typo on number C. It should be Survey Tech 3, not a 2. So we'll explain.
Okay.
Okay, as our request outlines, all the employees have gone through a competitive examination process per city and HR standards, and we also have the concurrence of Local 17. At this time, Mr. Francis is going to recap the business needs of the department and the employees who are in the audience this evening, after which we'll be happy to address any questions the board may have.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. Craig Francis with the Environmental Service Department. The Environmental Service Department is responsible for the management of the wastewater, surface water, and solid waste utilities. This includes the maintenance and operation of approximately...
Can you speak directly into the mic? It's very hard to hear.
Still hard to hear? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This includes the maintenance and operation of approximately 1,200 miles of wastewater and surface water collection system pipes, 2 wastewater treatment plants, 48 pump stations, numerous surface water facilities, as well as our solid waste handling and transfer facilities. As a result, the department spends approximately $30 million a year in capital improvement projects to replace and upgrade the utilities infrastructure. Our field survey staff, which includes Carrie Harper, Steve Greenwald, and Scott Hayden, collect the data necessary to allow for the design of the capital improvement projects. And the construction inspection staff, which includes John Green, Steve Taylor Jr., and Matt Mansfield, ensures that the projects are constructed in accordance with the plans and specifications. The department's asset management program has identified an ongoing need for capital improvement projects to maintain and upgrade the utilities infrastructure. Therefore, the staff identified in our request play a key role in meeting the department's ongoing business need of replacing and upgrading the utilities infrastructure. In the audience, we do have Carrie Harper, Steve Greenwald, John Green, Steve Taylor Jr., and Matt Mansfield. Unfortunately, Scott Hayden is out of town tonight. In addition, we have the supervisors of these individuals and Jim McDaniels, the president of the Tacoma chapter of Local 17 Professional and Technical Employees Union, here today in support of our request.
Would any of you that are candidates like to come up and say a few words? Come on. Be brave. It's not a requirement, though.
We haven't approved this yet.
Yeah. Just so you know.
All right, we got one.
You have a brave soul.
Kind of wavering, you know.
Hello, Chairman Summers and members of the board. My name is Steve Greenwald. I'm a Tech 3 survey instrument operator for the City of Tacoma Environmental Services. I first came to work here in 2005. I originally got a degree in archaeology from Central Washington University and wanted something a little closer to home, like sleeping in my own bed, not staying in hotels every night. You guys were nice enough to offer me a job, and back then it was a project job, which I had no problem with. I worked in that for a couple of years, and then at that time I had the opportunity to go to graduate school at Central Washington University. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go there, try to get into something a little more permanent since I had a project job here. I was over there working, going to school, and I got a call from Gary Glidden, Assistant Chief Surveyor, and he said, we're going to have some openings, and they're going to be permanent. If you'd like to come back, you know, you have a good shot at getting one, and it's a permanent job here. So I dropped everything at Central, and I came back here full force, loved my job, year or two into it, budget cuts.
Oh.
And they stripped our permanent status and put us at project employees, which was fine because we still had jobs. But I would really, you know, I really appreciate that permanent status. Makes me feel a lot better. The morale is a lot higher. And it just gives you a little bit of peace of mind. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
Did I see a movement over there?
No.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we, you know, it's a bit cumbersome doing these all at once, but that's how they were presented to us, so I'll try my best. I would like to make a motion to grant the city's request for a non-competitive appointment for systems power dis, or, I'm sorry.
No, that one's done.
I've done that one.
Yes, that one's done.
Okay. For a waiver of competitive examination survey project to permanent for Kerry Harper, chief of...
Party.
Chief of party?
I know, it sounds, yeah, no.
Man, how do you get a job like that? Steve Greenwald, survey technician, it's two, right?
Three.
Okay, sorry. And Scott Hayden, this one, survey technician, two, right? Or is it three?
Yes.
Two?
Yes.
I know we had the discussion on that one.
They had.
And also grant the city's request for waiver of competitive examination, construction inspectors, John Green, Steve Taylor Jr., and Matt Mansfield.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstention? I would like to thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the speaker. You did wonderfully. Thank you.
We do have something to add real quick that we
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Becky!
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton, please let them add, and then you can...
Oh, I'm sorry. Please do. I thought you said you had nothing more to add.
No.
Madam Chair, we had three requests before you today. One was for the waiver of competitive examination to move Kerry Harper, Steve Greenwald, and Scott Hayden to permanent status from their project status. We had another request to remove John Green, Steve Taylor Jr., and Matt Mansfield from project to permanent status. And our third request was to move Scott Hayden from a Survey Tech 2 to a Survey Tech 3. He was included in both requests.
That's why he's in both of them. Thank you.
In case you denied we didn't want that to affect the other.
We will correct that error by Board Member Sexton saying that we are moving Scott Hayden from Survey Technician 2 to Survey Technician 3, correct?
Madam Chair,
yes.
So moved.
Okay. Second. And second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All of us.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Before Teresa gets up and
before Teresa
runs out, I just wanted to thank you so much for the excellent reports on these three requests. You know, that's the level that I would really appreciate that we see every time. Really a thorough report. Really appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And the last item.
Yes. Thank you. So this is also a waiver of competitive examination for an engineering tech 4, and I have Bo Sokowski with me. And so this is I'll do an introduction because I think this is a unique request for a waiver of competitive examination. This is for an engineering technician 4 classification. This is a classification series of 4 levels, engineering technicians 1, 2, 3, and 4. The city often promotes the employees who have worked as engineering technician 3s into the ETEC 4 levels because the positions are highly technical, and in addition, the technical competencies, although they all fit within the classification appropriately of an engineering technician 4, they are used in 5 different departments: in environmental services, at Tacoma Power, at Tacoma Water, in Public Works Department, and also in the Information Technology Department. So the challenge is the structure of the rules in regarding the open list of open competitive, and that is challenging when we are, this classification tends to promote from the series, given the technical nature of these classifications. The promotional list is where there's three names that would be certified from the list, and then if it's a department-specific list, there would be only one name certified. So our request is to be allowed to advertise to city employees currently in the environmental, or I'm sorry, in the engineering technician 3 classification, still do a competitive process, and allow us to certify 10 names as if it's an open competitive method.
And so you're going from 3 names to 10 names?
It would allow all the engineering tech 3s in the city to apply for the promotional opportunities, and then, yes, allow us to get the 10 instead of just certifying 3 names in the promotional list. They'd still be covered by civil service, and they would still be represented by the professional technical employees, Local 17.
So, point of clarification?
Board Member Heller?
So, I'm understanding that you're doing an internal recruitment only, and you just want to expand the number of names on your list?
Yes, given the nature of the business needs. And perhaps Mr. Sokowski can explain in a little more detail from a department perspective.
Good evening, Chair Summers, a member of the board. I'm Bill Sokowski, and I work with Tacoma Power. Joy stated it fairly well as far as we're just trying to expand the applicants that we have for interview purposes and possible promotion opportunities. Historically, the Engineering Tech 3 classification is the ones that apply for the Senior Engineering Tech 4 classifications. The specifics of each job within those 5 sections that Joy stated are very diverse, and it does not allow for, with a limited amount of names, it allows for opportunities where we have to do have individuals do waivers if they don't qualify for the actual, specifics of the job due to the diversity between, you know, water and power and environmental services. And it's been a point of, it allows for a very narrow opportunity for individuals, and if we can't meet the qualifications for the specific jobs, then we have to sit stagnant, for a year or until the individuals are hired or waive their right to interview on the exam list.
Board Member Sexton?
Well, I'm struggling with this one a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about specialties, but not specialty classifications. There, I'm wondering why the descriptions are they're broad instead of narrow. Is that right? And you're asking us to give you the waiver of competitive examination so you can fill those slots as needed. And I'm wondering, why we're not looking for the specific skills for the positions. Go ahead. Help me out.
I want to ask a question, too, because I'm making an assumption here, and I want to make sure my assumption is correct. So my assumption is that your job description or job class is broad, where you do not, and you hire from the job class, you don't have specific position job descriptions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That was my understanding.
That's the motivation behind this, then.
That's what I thought I said.
But it took you much longer
to
say it.
Right.
So how many engineering techs are there within the city as a whole?
We have, at the 3 level, we have, so I have to do quick math, there's 4 in environmental services, 11 in Tacoma Power, 4 in public works, and 2 in water. And then at the 4 level, we have about 8 total, and 4 in power, 3 in public works, 1 in water. And this is really the appropriate classifications. We have employees in the 1 and 2 level as well.
So basically, we want to be able to open it up so that everyone who's currently a 3 can apply for this, but being that, water, power, et cetera, they all have nuances to the job, and your job description is broad for all of them, but you need someone who can fit the bill, that you're looking at 10, so basically everyone that's interested can throw their hat in.
Yes, that's correct.
I got it.
Very, very well done. And if I may, follow up there. My original thinking was if we have these specialty needs, then why don't we hire for the specialty needs? Why?
Because of the nature of how the method of filling vacancies is designed by the municipal code, the system is challenging for us to use when we have, like, the promotional list. I mean, if it's a department-specific list, so let's say Power wanted to advertise for their position, and then that would be a department promotional list, so they would advertise it, and they'd only get one name certified, and we would hire that person as opposed to allowing the competitive process, which is the general principle of civil service, of what we want to do, and to make sure that we provide that opportunity, and it would only be used for that department potentially. If we did a promotional list, that would also be only certifying three names off the list. It's just the system is challenging for this specific business need that's shared by five different departments in the city. So we brainstormed and tried to think of ways to meet the business need, to find the good match, and this was our creative solution to try to get there.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Board Member Hansen.
So you mentioned that there would be a competitive process for the engineer tech threes to compete for the four position?
Yes.
Could you let me know or kind of describe what process that would be?
It would be similar to any other process. It would be advertised internally within the city, saying that this is open for current employees who are engineering technician threes to apply for the engineering technician four level. And we would define what the duties are, and there would be a testing process that would be defined by the department hiring, competitive process, interviews, and then what would be first testing, and then the names would be certified. So it just gives us a broader certification list to give to the hiring manager, and then interviews would happen. So everything else would be normalized. It's really the front end of the system that we're recognizing for this specific classification doesn't quite fit the needs that we're looking for when we're talking to five different departments that have, again, they're all in the right classification that's very broad, but very technical and very specific to the individual needs.
Okay, just for my understanding, so you did not feel that if you advertised that and that people applied for that, they would not be qualified for that position because they don't have the technical expertise to qualify for the position? And I'm talking about just members of the public applying for that particular position.
I think the nature of this series and how we've utilized it in the city, where you are bringing people in at the one level, the two level, the three level, that tends to be the career track from within. It's not, I can't say it's unheard of that if it was opened up openly, but this is really the series and how they develop their skills within the department at the three level to go to the four level. That is how it's been utilized. So I don't know if you can speak to it any with your experience at Tacoma Power, but
I think it actually sums it up quite well. Just the familiarity with the engineering techs as they go throughout the series. We have found successful candidates, both internal and external, for technicians one, two, and three on occasion, but typically at that three and especially at that four level, it's so rooted in with just processes and standards and equipment and software. It's really difficult to find qualified candidates outside the city.
Is the three level or the four level considered the journey level?
Four would be the top level. The most senior level.
So perhaps the three would be journey.
Would be journey to the four.
Thanks. Okay.
So it's a very highly specialized position is what you're saying, basically, that would require prior experience with Tacoma Public Utilities?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
The process seems problematic to me because of those reasons. Maybe I'm missing that the request, for the specific job would be specific to that specific job, But it seems like, you know, we're opening it up to hire these techs, but we want them to have these specific skills for these jobs. And, you know, the process you're describing, I don't see how you get there. You know, I don't see how, you know, you find the best technicians, and that may not be, you know, filling the specific skill to the specific job.
Madam Chair. So,
Board Member Heller.
I just would like to state that I intend to vote affirmatively for this and encourage the board members to do so for a couple reasons. One is that this type of stepped and phased classification system supports one of the main concepts of the board, which is to promote from within. You know, we have invested in our employees, and we want to see people promote from within. And the second issue is the fact that by bringing in external candidates at the lower levels of 1 and 2, you can promote diversity, and you can get at that most lower level a wider breadth and depth of candidates to pull in, and then you train them up. So for those two reasons, both to support diversity and for supporting the city's goal to hire from and promote from within, I would move that we approve the city's request as stated in the agenda.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm going to say a couple of things before we vote on it, though, because I've had a complaint recently from an employee, and part of the complaint was that there was a process, and there's a process now, and that he applied and passed a test, and he was on the list. And you're telling me that you're taking a list that normally you would take the top one off of, and you're expanding that to 10. That's a change for him, and he felt very uncomfortable with that. And I'm wondering how your communication is going with the employees that feel like that change is going to impact them in a harmful way.
Yeah, Chair Summers, I'm not aware of the complaint by which you speak, so maybe we can talk about that. But in terms of the communication, that because this is unusual, we can make sure that we take the time to communicate broadly to the employees impacted as well as the managers so they understand
our rationale.
Thank you.
I would very much appreciate that, because brainstorming to this, and there are some problems with it. I will be also, I am in agreement with passing it, but I'm just concerned that you make sure that the employees that are impacted by this understand why the change came and how it came about.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will do that.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I just want to say that I appreciate all the earlier comments, both from Board Member Heller and yourself. I'm still, you know, kind of, you know, troubled with all this, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, go along with this.
May we have a report back later as well about how this
goes? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That would be important to me. It would ease my mind.
Okay.
I hope this is a work in progress.
I can report back on the status.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Thank you both for your presentation.
That concludes my report for you this evening.
We still have public in the audience. You want to come up and say a few words? Okay. We now have our training being done by our wonderful attorney who keeps us out of trouble at all times, Ms. Taylor.
And just to let the board members know, just from a technical standpoint, it's going to be a PowerPoint presentation series. I'm going to have the screen lowered, so it'll take a few minutes to get the projector fired back up, warmed up again, so it's going to be good time to bathroom break, smoke them if you got them, whatever, and then you can make yourselves comfortable in the audience. And here we go.
So, question.
should be easier to see it from here rather than peering at these tiny little screens back there.
Is this going to go much after 6?
No, I think this will probably take about 15 minutes.
Perfect.
I'm going to blow through as quickly as possible. Because great. You guys have actually gotten this.
Oh, wait.
Because we're experts.
Yes. But this is something, we just have to comply with this new app.
Because we're doing all this for Diane.
Are you done with your packet? Can I take it over and give it to